in verse 20 of chapter 1. We have the expression, wherefore. And wherefore, of course, sets the stage for the therefore. Wherefore, if you be dead with Christ, from the rudiments of the world, so forth. And what man always says, the rudiments of the world, touch not, taste not, handle not. All of these things are after the commandments of men. Man's effort to improve the flesh in one way or another. But the thing that I want to now emphasize and bring in here, if ye then be risen with Christ. We've had this, seek those things which are above, and affections on things above, not on things of the earth. 4, verse 3, for ye are dead. Ye are dead. Here's not the question of whether how I feel. I don't feel dead, really, here. But that's not the point that he's making here. It is, we have died with Christ. We're seen as in him. And we've died, as he says, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ. Yeah, we're never told that we're trying to die. And that is what often happens. And therefore, what he says, mortify, therefore, your members. That is, put to death. Mortify. That is power. That's where you have the power, is when you apply in a real practical way that you have died with Christ. That there the flesh met its end in the cross. And that is for us so important. Mortify, that's very difficult for us. And yet that's the power. You might say, well, how does that work? Well, he goes on to show us here that in mortifying the members, and he calls them here. So he's the very members that I use, my hands, my eyes, my feet, are those with which I've committed every sin that I've ever committed. It's with these members. And so the Spirit of God brings out the fact here that these very members with which I committed sin, if I apply the principle of death to them and now live in the good of it, the new man, the new life I have in Christ will be seen in the fact when death is applied. When I have taken the place, Romans, it says, for example, know ye not. Or knowing, rather, first of all, Romans 6, verse 6. Knowing that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Verse 8, now if ye be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. And then verse 9, verse 8, 6 I read, knowing that our old man is crucified. Then verse 9, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more, death has no more dominion over him. And then in verse 11, likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. It is knowing first, knowing that we have died, the old man is crucified. Then he says, knowing that Christ being raised from the dead, and this is the knowledge that we have, the knowledge of faith by believing the word. And likewise, reckon ye yourselves, that's the reckoning of faith. Faith reckons as God reckons. If God reckons, that sees me and reckons that I've died with Christ, then faith takes that up and acts on it. And then the fourth is, what in verse 13, now, neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members of instruments of righteousness unto God. Here comes the yielding of faith. That is where we now recognize that in ourselves, all of this is not possible, but it is yielding. Yielding ourselves to him, and in this way, that these very members now, instead of serving sin, become the instruments whereby we serve the God and where we serve him, or that is, as the expression goes there, yield yourselves unto God. It's yielding our life unto him. And those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness. As I said, these members, as I've used them for sin, now they're to be at his disposal, where he now has control to use them. And these very members of ours, do you think of it? The work of Christ is so great, so complete, that these members now can be the instruments of righteousness unto God, to do that which is pleasing to him. And he goes on with that thought, though, in verse 16, know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are, to whom you obey. And so, if we obey, follow sin, we're really using these men as an instrument in the wrong way. And it's not yielding unto him. So just in conclusion, bringing that in here, when it says these putting on and putting off, and I think our brethren pointed out already that it is an ongoing thing. It's as it were, it's in the tense, I understand, the past present tense, that we are to do it or to act as having done so in an ongoing way. We continue, but we are to be in a condition or a state of having done so once for all, but we do so continually once for all. Never ever to be called back to this and to live in that way. Putting on, off, and we need to put off before we can put on. And it's remarkable, the list that is given and all these little details here, how it checks us if we're really walking in the good of this and here, then for the glory of God.